Celebration Ministries presents Prophetic Insight and Teaching with Laura Allison. Thanks for listening to this podcast, and we hope you will be blessed. Make sure you subscribe to get new prophetic insights each and every week.
Hello, everyone. Today is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I have a word that the Lord gave me. In fact, He gave me most of it in the car on the way to film today. But before I do that, I want to remind all of you to check YouTube, Celebration Ministries YouTube. Our programs are there. Our programs air on KITV in Ontario, Canada, and also KBN TV here in Houston. So please look and avail yourselves of our broadcasts and our teaching programs. I think they will help you navigate all the minefields in today's world. So I've been hearing for a week the phrase, what if? I wake up in the morning, what if? I'm walking through the kitchen, what if? Knowing that after every what if, there is a consequence. So this morning, the Lord continued the conversation. So I'm going to share it with you. What if Peter continued to deny Him so there would be no feeding of the sheep? What if insurrection and division grew among the disciples with no unity, no communal living, and therefore no anointing? What if Paul gave in to torture and stopped writing? What if John wasn't watching when the Lord showed him the door? Ezekiel, what about Ezekiel? What if Ezekiel thought he was having a nightmare and didn't describe the scenes from heaven? What if the women held awake in the open tomb and mourned that Jesus' body was stolen? What if Mary just poured water in a bucket to wash Jesus' feet? What if the woman at the well hadn't shared her water with a stranger? What if Paul and Silas hadn't sung praises in prison? What if the disciples had refused all that dusty foot travel to go into all the world? What if you and I refused to pray during this battle? What if we bow down to fear and depression? What if we magnify the injustice rather than our Lord, who is justice? What if we believe the lies of the enemy instead of Jesus, who is truth? What if we fight each other instead of the enemy? What if we refuse to go to church to worship so that we can snuggle in our pajamas and watch it on TV? What if we allow the devil to lie to and take our children? But what if we stand up as the people of faith that we are commanded to be? What would happen if we pray without ceasing? What would happen if we love our neighbors and pray for our enemies? What would happen if we lay down our lives and do the next thing God says? What would happen if we believe the prophets and honor God's anointed? What would happen if we stand up and speak against injustice? What would happen if we rejoice always and embrace all of God, including Holy Spirit? What would happen if we love the Lord our God with all our heart, all our mind, and all our strength? What would happen if we believe God to do what He has said He will do? There must be a rising up within ourselves in order to change what is happening outside of ourselves. There must be a rising up. Self-consciousness will reap what it always has. God-consciousness and obedience will change the world. Faith works. Faith works. Faith works. Faith works. What if we release faith every day, every hour, as we gaze upon His beauty. What if revival, global awakening, and transformation occur as God has planned? You and I were faced with a lot of what ifs. And you can see throughout the Bible those what ifs I mentioned, and many, many, many more, many more. What would have happened had those people not done God's plan? And so you and I, we face that valley of decision today, every hour. What if we don't do this? What if we do this? What if we need to be a what if oriented people in this hour, because we're on the front line of the battle. What if we ignore the battle? What if we ignore the front line? What if we ignore the weapons that the enemy is efficiently sending out every minute of our lives in this hour? What if we do that? You don't wander onto a battlefield and just ignore all that the enemy is sending out. We must be sober and alert and vigilant. What if we are not? So I present that to you today. What if we rejoice always? What if we rejoice every day? What if we do all of that and embrace all of the Holy Spirit, because He is the power of God. He is the truth. Let's embrace Him who is the truth in this hour. God bless all of you, and remember to rejoice.
Thank you for listening to Prophetic Insight with Laura Allison. For more teaching from Laura Allison, visit our Celebration Ministries YouTube channel or our website, celebrationministries.com. Donate and partner with us as we continue to train and mentor leaders all over the world. Visit celebrationministries.com/partner today. Join us again next time.